Amen. All right, let's look at verse number 20. He said, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Boy, what faith. What faith. I know what some of you are thinking. Well, if we had Jesus himself here, we would have that much faith. You do. He may not be here in a physical form, but he's here. That's where faith comes in. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. You may be seated. May the good Lord add his blessings to the reading of the scripture. The brother referenced, amen, and I didn't even know that you were there at the camp meeting, amen, last night. Of course, I guess that's what happens if you sit in the back. Now, when I say sit in the back, I know you're thinking, well, you can see everybody, but I didn't notice that he was there. But the pastor, but the brother last night brought, and I think somebody said that he was continuing sort of a message, amen, on a praying church. And let me just reiterate what the brother said, Brother Carl said tonight. There is power in prayer. If we'll only believe. Amen. If we'll only believe. You know what our problem is? When we pray, sometimes we don't believe. We'll pray like we believe. And then all of a sudden, amen, when we pray like we believe, amen, like the brother's referenced, amen, earlier, amen, then the enemy will pop up on our shoulder. Amen. And then we ain't got the faith, amen, that we had when we was a-praying. Why? Because the devil, the enemy, whispers things to us. If we'd only pray, amen, like we believe, he's going to do it. Amen. The Bible says, whatever we ask in his name, he said, amen. He said, I will do it. Can I get a witness there? Amen. So here in the just by the way of introduction, if we could just reach out tonight, amen, and touch the hem of Jesus' garment, do you know what could take place in this service tonight? I mean, do you really realize what could happen if we could really, amen, reach out and touch the hem? You say, well, preacher, he was there, he was visible, he was, amen, she could see him, and but you know what? I'm thankful, amen, through the power and the presence of the Lord. I'm glad that we can touch the hem of the garment tonight if we would just only believe, amen. It only takes faith. But oh, how weary our faith is. You know, faith is what we need tonight. How many say amen right there? The kind of faith that the woman, amen, here in Matthew chapter 9 had. Oh, what faith, amen. She had, you know, there was a hope, amen, for health by, amen, for this woman. I mean, there was a secret, what do you mean a secret, amen, hope? They ain't a secret hope, but thank God there was a hope for this woman. How many knows, amen, that we got hope in Jesus Christ? I'm talking about hope, amen, that we don't realize. I'm talking about anything is possible with God. There's nothing impossible. I mean, this whole finite, this whole infinite mind of ours, amen, we can think, well, there is no way God can take that and work on it. There's no way that God can heal like that. Boy, God, you've experienced healing, Brother Carl. Amen. Thank you for your testimony tonight. God healed you. God touched you. They're saying, hey, this long of therapy, this long of rehab, and how God sent you right home. Can I get a witness there? Amen. Sometimes, amen, we need to quit reacting, amen, on the physical and start reacting on the faith, amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't care what the doctors say. Amen. You say, but too many times they're right. Yeah, and a lot of times they're wrong. Why? Because prayer does change, amen, things. Amen. I believe prayer changes the mind of God, the heart of God. Amen. Hezekiah, amen, turned his back to the wall and prayed, and God added how many days? You said it, 15 days, amen. Can I get or is it years? Excuse me, 15 years, amen, to his life. How many believe God changes? Amen. Prayer changes. Amen. Things. Amen. In the Lord. So tonight, I guess, in what God was would want us to get across, and we'll just go on. Amen. She desperately, I'll just say this, she was desperately hopeless. Amen. I mean, she had been hemorrhaging. One suggests she was hemorrhaging, that blood issue. She was hemorrhaging for 12 years. Amen. I believe she was desperately hopeless. Amen. Feeling probably ashamed, feeling embarrassed. I mean, no doubt feeling unworthy. Amen. One suggested that by the law that she wasn't even supposed to be around the crowd surrounding. Amen. The Lord Jesus. Amen. One suggested that she's supposed to be isolated. Amen. That you know what brought her to Jesus? Her desperation brought her to the Lord. Isn't it sad how that we have to get, amen, desperate before we call on the Lord like we ought to call on Him? Oh, sometimes, let me say this, God can get your attention. Amen. And there's been times that the Lord, how many God ever got your attention? There's been times God's got my attention. Amen. Listen. So if she was supposed to be isolated, amen, that thank God her desperation brought her to the Lord. I mean, did she feel that Jesus would never touch her? Did she have in her mind that Jesus could never touch her because she was probably unclean? Did she have that mentality? Amen. But thank God she heard, amen, that how that many wonderful things, amen, was happening at the hand and the touch, amen, of Jesus Christ. Listen, if she could only get to His garment, amen, glory, hallelujah. Maybe she thought, He'll never know if I just get to His garment and touch Him. He'll never know that I touched, but if I could just get there. Now, I don't know what her thinking was, but could you imagine that great faith that she had? How many believe, amen, that God can do it? Amen. When I say do it, whatever that it is, God can do it. You believe it? Amen. All right, then listen, if God can do it, amen, then we need to come to this altar tonight and believe God will do it. Amen. Why? If we believe it, we ought to trust it that He'll do it. Hey, I know it's simple tonight, amen, but imagine her great faith and how Jesus responded, amen, to her. Jesus, the Bible says, turned to the woman. Oh, aren't you glad one day Jesus turned to you? Amen. Thank God she got His attention. You said, preacher, do you really believe, amen, that she got His attention? Listen, they were so to be honest, amen, I know Jesus knows everything, and I know He's God, amen, in the flesh, but could He really, as far as being in the flesh, I'll be honest, amen, if many people was a throng in Jesus that day, I mean, did He really know that woman actually got to the hem of His garment and touched? Now, I'll be honest, the flesh probably couldn't have felt that. You said, so preacher, what touched her? That's what I'm going to preach on tonight by the help of the Lord. I'll tell you what, listen, He was being so pressed and so thronged by the crowd, amen, when she stepped up behind Him and touched that garment, amen, He knew that she touched Him. She knew that. She didn't get a piece of the flesh. She didn't touch the fleshly body of Christ. She just touched the hem, the Bible says. How did Jesus know that it was her? How did He know that this was the woman, amen, with the issue of blood? How did He know when so many people, what was so different about, amen, that touch? Everybody else, a lot of other people were touching Him that day and brushing up against Him that day and touching His garments that day. So what? So how did He know? How did Jesus know? Number one, it's simple tonight. Her faith touched Jesus. She got the hem of the garment, but her faith got Jesus. Amen. Listen, it was faith that touches the Lord. Listen, faith will never go unnoticed by Jesus. Let me tell you something tonight. Amen. How many think you got faith? I think I got faith. Amen. But sometimes the Lord will just let you know it is how much faith you got. But faith will never go unnoticed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, preacher, so everybody that touches Jesus by faith, He notices? What do you think? Amen. Amen. Many people in the world, somebody suggested that they that are seven 7 billion people in the world. I don't know if that's correct or not. I thought I heard that somewhere. But you know what? If 7 billion was calling on the Lord tonight for something, you say, preacher, how do you know? How does he know which one? I'm glad he knows every hair that's on my head. Can I get a witness right there? Amen. He knows my frame. Amen. He created me. Amen. In his likeness. And listen, faith is never going to go unnoticed by the Lord Jesus Christ. So what we need to do tonight is have faith in God. Her faith touched Jesus. Amen. Faith will never go ignored by Jesus. Amen. It'll never be ignored, amen, by the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, preacher, there's times I prayed and it didn't seem like God's answered. Well, where was our faith? I mean, how much are we exercising that faith? But it'll never go, faith will never go ignored by the Lord. Jesus stopped and turned to that woman. Boy, the Bible says virtue left him. Amen. Boy, hallelujah, thank God. Hey, I want to be so desperate in my faith. I want to be so strong in my faith. I want to be so, glory to God. It might sound silly. I want to be so faithful in my faith. Amen. That when I do get a hold of the Lord, he'll know, hey, that's Jeff Duncan. Hey, don't you like it? Amen. Hey, that's Kathy Real. Hey, she's touching. Hey, her faith. Hallelujah. Is that something you need in your life, sister? You don't have to tell me what it is, but is that something you need? All right. Let me ask somebody else. Chris, is that something you need in your life? All right. Tony Owens, is that something that you need that you'd like for God to answer in your life tonight? How about it, Kaylin? Anybody else want to just lift your hand and say, there's something in my life I'd like for God to do in my life tonight? Amen. That's about every hand, amen, in this auditorium. You say, so preacher, what are you getting at? Hey, God, hallelujah. Hey, let's get on our face before God, amen, and believe, amen, in faith believe, and exercise in our faith that God will answer that, hey, that you need in your life. It's simple tonight. You said, preacher, why do I have to be reminded of this? Hey, Jesus stopped and turned. Let's get the Lord's attention and faith by faith touching him. Amen. To Jesus, the most important work I believe in the world, amen, is meeting a person's need. Now, his most important work, of course, is the need of salvation. Can I get a witness there? But did you know, I believe that that's another, hey, I believe that it's important to the Lord to meet your need. You that raised your hand, God wants to meet your need. He wants to meet my need. Sometimes my flesh don't allow the Lord. He says, oh, God's God. He can do anything. Let me tell you something. Sometimes we tie the hands of God. Amen. There's a place, amen, over there in the Word of God. Amen. Where they said that because of what? Their unbelief. He couldn't do no mighty work. The Lord Jesus couldn't do no mighty work. But why? Because I believe they tied the hands of the Lord. Let me tell you something. Hey, you get things. Hey, things will start happening if you'll just walk by faith. I said faith will never go ignored by Jesus. Faith will never go unnoticed by Jesus. Amen. How desperate are we? Amen. I believe it's important. God, hey, it's important to the Lord to meet your need. I may believe that God can meet your need tonight. It's the reason I preach, amen, when you come up to be anointed with the oil. If you don't believe God can, I'm talking about touch your body right then. There'll not be no need for you to come if you don't believe God can do it then. Now, I believe God can do it now. Amen. But I also believe it's his will, not my will, and he can do it in his time. But listen, it ain't faith if you don't believe God can do it then. Well, preacher, you one of these TV preachers that believe that somebody coming down the aisle in a wheelchair, God can heal them. I believe it. Amen. I believe God. Amen. God's still able. God's still powerful. You say, preacher, you mean to tell me if there's somebody rode in here in a wheelchair that was crippled from birth and never walked in their life, if they ask you to anoint them and they ask you to pray over them, that God would let them get up and walk? Let me tell you something. If you don't believe they will, they won't.
Boy, he's getting a little quiet. You're thinking you got a TV preacher tonight, don't you? But I'm telling you, God can still heal. He can still take Rocky Truitt down at Bethel Free Will Baptist Church, my home church, been born blind, amen, from his youth. How old is Rocky? He's probably 60. He's probably in his 60s. You know Rocky. Amen. I'll never forget his daddy and his mama leading him up there and having him, Brother Reynolds anoint him that God would give him his sight. Amen. But now God has never seen fit to give him his sight back. Do you know what I believe? I believe in a man in his 60s, amen, never has saw anything in his life. I believe God could touch those blinded eyes. Hey, you said, hey, it's just not in the Bible day. Well, preacher, why ain't we seeing it like it used to be? Why ain't we seeing, amen, people's eyes being opened? Why ain't we seeing the cripple get up and walk? I'll tell you why. Ain't no faith. We say we got faith. Amen. Amen. I told my mom the other day, I said, people don't realize, and I said, sometimes my family I was talking about, I'm talking my immediate family, we don't realize, do we really know what God's done for you? Hey, I'm telling you, these doctors, I think when they tell her to her hips, but some of these cancer doctors and some of these are surgeons, I believe the other day she mentioned that her hip was broken. It's still broken. Somebody did. Yeah. But I think they look at them and they think she knows it. And science and these doctors will look at you and probably think you're crazy that don't know the situation. But you know what? I don't care what nobody thinks. I'd go around, amen, to these churches and we'll go singing and I'll thank God for how God touched her and how she's walking on that broke hip. And amen. And mom said, Jeff, don't do that. They'll think we're nuts. But listen, I'm screwed on the right boat. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, in the medical field, they will not believe that. Some can't grasp that. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. God. Can I get that? God. See, the surgeon looked at her this time and said, well, you will do treatments for about 3 months, 4 months. Send her for a PET scan. Send her to the oncologist. Oncologist said, no, let's talk to the surgeon again. Because you know what I think the surgeon thought? She was eat up. But when the test come back, can I get a witness? See, cancer on a PET scan shows up real bright. How many's ever seen a CAT scan, them show you a CAT scan, I mean a PET scan of somebody? Anybody ever seen that? They'll go on that computer screen and they got a little old ball, and they'll start from the head, and it scrolls down. Now they know what they're looking at. Now there's some things that's visible, Adam. I know what's what, and some things I don't know what's what. So he goes, starts scrolling down through there, and he says, "That's the eyeballs, tongue." Scrolls on down. Did you know the place that they say that's cancer in her stomach was not that bright? Was not that bright? I need help there. You say, but preacher, I've already seen God do answer prayers even through this. Amen. I know my mom's got something to face. You would too if you had to have your stomach tucked out.
But I'm looking, amen, for great news when that surgeon comes out of there. All God's people saying? Why? Because of faith. Hey, and by the way, I've heard my mom say, well, I'm a winner either way. How many saved? Amen. You know you're saved. Well, we are a winner either way. There ain't nobody in here wants to go right now. I mean, humanly speaking, I don't want to leave my family. All God's people say it. I don't know how we thank you for responding. But anyway, nothing to keep Jesus from stopping and turning to a person who will come to him in faith and desperation. Problem is, we don't get desperate enough. I heard brother help me with the preacher's name last camp meeting. I scheduled to go be preaching last Thursday at Rockingham. And of course, I went with my mom to the doctor. Teddy Rabin, pastors Highland Pines Free Will Baptist Church down there, and it's Rockingham, Hamlet, amen. And I'm going to tell you, I heard one of the best sermons I ever heard last year in camp meeting on just being desperate. I think he used the lady with the issue of blood, just being desperate. You know why we're not seeing people, amen, saved? You know why we're not seeing people healed? You know why prayers are not being answered like we think they ought to be answered? How desperate are we? That man brought a good message last night at the camp meeting. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. You believe that? I only got 3 points. Aren't you glad? 2, amen. Let me say, how did Jesus know? Her faith touched him. Not only that, her perseverance touched him. Never give up praying. How many has the devil ever come to you and he said, well, you've prayed for many, many years. You might as well just quit praying. You want to be honest? I don't like to give him credit, but we're human, aren't we? Listen, hey, he said, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. You believe it? And he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Don't get discouraged because you're not seeing results at that time. We got to realize that God works in his own time. Our time ain't God's time. Our ways ain't God's ways. Amen. Our thoughts are not God's thoughts. Keep on going forward. Listen, her perseverance touched him. She spent everything she had on physicians. Amen. Hey, but she heard Jesus was coming to town, and aren't you glad that you heard about Jesus one day? Amen. Thank God. You said, preacher, and I went to him. Yeah, thank God we did in a sense, but thank God he came to me. Do you know I believe Jesus knew he needed to go that way that day? Why? Because that woman needed to know he was a coming and passing by. By the way, it makes a difference when Jesus passes by. Man, does it make a difference. That's the widow of Nain, amen, that, amen, was burying her son that day. All he done is touch the casket. Hallelujah. Boy, I'll guarantee you there's some funeral home people. Somebody said, preacher, you believe that can happen today? Well, that can't happen today, preacher. They're already embalmed. All the blood's out of their body. Well, there ain't no way God could walk by a casket during a funeral service and that body's already been embalmed. Ain't no way. Amen. Let me tell you something. Hey, God can do it. He can put life back in there. You said there's no physical way. Yeah, amen, but thank God that there, science will tell you, amen, that you can't get pregnant, amen, without knowing a man. Can I get a witness right there? Amen. But thank God Jesus was born of a virgin. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, yeah, I just can't grasp that. Then you're not saved. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Just keep on. Don't give up praying for what you're praying for. Pray, 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 pray. Hands went up. I'm going to close in a minute. Hands went up that you got needs. How many hands that were raised a while ago that you said there's something that you need God to do? And how many's been praying about it for a month? Right? Any of you 6 months? Any of you a year? 2 year? Look at there, look at there, look at there. 3 year? Look. 5 year? Hands are still being raised. Still being raised. You, now you that just raised your hand for 5 years, I don't know, we could have went on up, I don't know how long it would have went. You say, but I just got news for you. Don't quit.
Right. Amen.
Don't quit. Listen, God is able and God will. If you'll just, amen, persevere, amen, and keep faithful to God and keep on keeping on, amen, for the Lord and keep moving forward. Thirdly, Jesus, hey, I'll just say this. Her faith touched him. Her perseverance touched him. And listen, the Lord made her whole again. How many know without a shadow of a doubt? I know Carl because he doesn't testify. How many knows without a shadow of a doubt that God has healed your body before and you knew that it was God that healed? I mean, he made himself real in your body. Lift your hand. No, God healed your body. There's nothing, amen, that can come upon you that God can't heal again. That cancer, amen, that they say is in my mom, he's able. You praying about something, Jessica? Don't quit. Yes. Don't quit, Jessica. Don't quit. Don't give up, Jessica. Jesus not only healed her physically, I believe, hey, you ever get a touch of Jesus, you'll get him spiritually. Your spirit, you say, well, I'm already saved. Yeah, but I'm telling you, your whole spirit. He and I'm talking about if you're saved and he heals you, your spirit will get touched. All God people say it. You can tell by Carl's testimony tonight. It ain't no happenstance that you're here, brother. Amen. God sent you here. Amen. I'm using you in my sermon tonight. Amen. You helping me preach tonight. You're helping these people get the sermon tonight. Hey, I'm just saying tonight, spiritually, you could tell God's touched his body physically. And you could tell it's touched him spiritually because he wanted to tell somebody. Isn't that good? What did we preach on Sunday? We talking about having an emotional disaster in our life. He don't just touch us physically and spiritually. He touches us emotionally. Hallelujah. You too can be. Hey, James says it. Being sick among him, come call for the elders of the church, anoint with oil, the prior faith to save the sick. He in that same few verses there, he said, and there be any sin, they'll be forgiven. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God can do anything you need him to do tonight. But we need to remember what James said. Sometimes we ask amiss to consume it upon our own flesh. Now you say, well, preacher, is it wrong? You know what you need to pray for. Let's stand our feet. Light for every head bowed, every eye closed. If you could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment tonight. Amen. There's no telling what God will do in your life. Those hands that was raised, whatever circumstance, whatever thing that you think that, hey, you want God to move in your heart and your life. Amen. Why don't you bring it to the Lord tonight and say, God, I know that.